Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Call and tell us how you're prepping for the holidays at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, Doc.
So, Amit, you look good in the hunting clothes there, sitting in the duck blind with us today.
Yeah, we got ducks.
Thank you.
It's part of the show.
Yeah, you look great. You fit.
He looked at me as with panic in his eyes to say that he's gone nuts.
I didn't know there was a hunting section with this, but you know, I'll take it.
It's not quite a hunting. It's a secret word contest. When you hear the duck, you say the secret word and you get the prize.
But we're going to do another trivia mixed in with it just to be really confusing, because we like to confuse.
But before we go to that, let me remind people that we're with PayPal's Amit Mathradas. Did I get it?
Mathradas.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
And he's the general manager and head of North American Small Business. And we've been talking about what eBay merchants can do to prepare for the holiday season. And he's going to take calls. So if you got a question for Amit, our representative from PayPal today, the number is 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, I don't think we gave away all of those holiday
boxes. I forget what's left on the list.
I have it. Three things are left on the list. So what we're going to give away today, as soon as we come up with a trivia question, is 12 by 6 by 6 boxes with the snowflakes on them.
Oh.
Yes.
I love those boxes.
Holiday packing boxes.
Have you seen
these?
I have not. They sound
totally
super enticing.
They're beautiful.
So the shipping team came up with branded eBay boxes, and they've redone them for the holiday season. And I don't have any with me. I usually have them in here, but they're really cool. And we've been giving away some on them.
That is very cool.
Thank you.
We're gonna ask that trivia question that nobody got, because it's a hard trivia question.
Was it one that I came up with?
Yeah.
Okay.
In eBay's early days, what was the little icon in the antiques and collectibles category on eBay that indicated the listing was a live auction? First caller at 888-RADIO-30 to know the answer to that is going to get 10 12 by 6 by 6 boxes, the new eBay holiday boxes with the little snowflakes on them.
Okay.
So you can give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Let's see if somebody can come up with it today. If not, we'll do a different one next segment. What
Absolutely.
The heck?
Yeah.
So I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm looking at Amit.
Oh, she's stalking you now. You're being stalked by our host. How does that make you feel?
You know, actually, I'm honored that you guys would go there and even look up.
She went. I didn't go.
Cutie face guy. I don't work for eBay, so HR doesn't.
You're such a cougar.
And so you were with Dell before eBay, right?
I was.
And what did you do for Dell?
I was with them for quite a while, and you know, was fortunate enough to be on the forefront of a number of new Dell initiatives, you know, launching new products and categories for them. And towards the end of my career there, I ran Dell Small Business Group for North America.
Cool.
So how long have you been at PayPal? And were you with eBay? Were you with PayPal when they were part of eBay before they got a divorce?
No, I actually joined PayPal in December of last year. And, as you've seen, through my background, I am always been passionate and super excited to work in the SMB space or small and medium business. So I've done that for over a decade now. And, given that PayPal was expanding and changing the landscape of payments, it was just the exciting place for me to come help small businesses with the same passion I have had in other places.
And Griff at Dell, he was Director of Consumer Strategy and Global Retail Customer Development. Then he became General Manager, Dell Small Business.
That is absolutely correct.
So
I still have a Dell at home. I use Dell for my business in my garage. I have a great big Dell laptop that I love.
My laptop right here that I use every day is a Dell.
It's 8 years old and it still
works. It's a
good
company.
Great. Yeah.
You can buy them on eBay, too, by the way.
I think I have a knack of choosing good companies. So it's so far so good.
Fingers crossed.
So you went right from Dell to PayPal?
No, I actually, in between, I worked for a company called Web.com that served as a digital platform for small businesses. Right. You know, did that for a couple of years, helping, you know, that organization and CEO kind of build up some of their strategic, I guess, horsepower to get bigger. And then, you know, came over to PayPal to continue building on my experiences in small business and helping here.
Can I ask you a question about challenges?
Yes.
So currently in your role, what would you say that you can talk about as your biggest challenge working with sellers and PayPal?
I think that's a really good question, Griff. And I think the challenge is not necessarily a challenge that we have with, you know, the potential customer, the customer. It's really about how do we really educate the customer and help them unleash their full potential. Because I think, you know, having my experience in small businesses, there's a bunch and phenomenal people with a lot of passion who want to set up and grow and start a business. But sometimes they need some of that education to say, hey, here's really how you do it. And I think that challenge of how, what is the best way to communicate some of those best practices with small businesses and getting to them on a repeated basis so that we're constantly there for them. Is one thing that, you know, I've got our teams really focused on building out. Our products are fantastic. We know what we do is fantastic from a conversion as well as helping the businesses grow around payments. But how do we constantly stay ahead and educate them on some of the changes we spoke about? Mobile, social, checkout. So I would say that was probably one of the key ones.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all. And if you want to ask Amit a question, this is your time to do so. It's 888-723-4630. Of course, we take calls on just about anything.
Apparently, they love PayPal and they have no problems.
Yeah, that's great. I will tell you,
now I'm super jealous.
From all the conversations we've just had, you know, as your listeners would love to kind of get some more information. We do have a resource site, you know, on PayPal, and you can just, you know, Google or choose your browser and go in and say PayPal holidays, and it will pull up the URL or the link, and it's full of information on steps you can take to kind of get ready for the holidays, white papers, solution concepts, you know, some of the badges and icons you can leverage to add credibility to your store and your site. It's full of information. I would definitely encourage people to go take a look at it.
And when I love to hear everybody's story about how they got jobs. I don't know why. I ask everybody who comes on. So did you go looking for the job or did they call you at PayPal?
I was fortunate enough to get the call, from PayPal and.
You were at home or on the job?
I was actually at home and, it was, you know, through an executive firm that they used. And, you know, at first I was like, yep, you know, sounds interesting. Definitely no PayPal and, you know, all the stuff that goes with it.
You had an account, probably.
I absolutely had an account. You know, also use Venmo, you know, constantly.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so was very familiar. But, you know, the more I uncovered just where in the journey PayPal is and the changing landscape of payments and how, you know, being able to really help transform a small business to drive more sales through things that, you know, eBay's doing and PayPal does it was exceptionally fascinating to me in one step that I wanted to go take.
eBay has, you know, in marketplaces, there's a lot of competition, but I've been amazed how well a PayPal has done, cause your competitive headwinds have been pretty strong in the last few years. There's a lot of people trying to enter that space. And good for you guys for keeping your position. I think that says a lot about PayPal and the strength of its business model and the people who work there.
Well, thank you. And you know, and to the point, you know, PayPal really takes the stance on choice. And I think from some of the new things you've seen in the market where we've now partnered up with Visa and MasterCard to give access to, you know, all PayPal wallet can be used, whether you want to use your Visa or MasterCard debit card, credit card, your bank account. So I think the ability for choice is something that we mm-hmm. strongly stand for and we're taking steps towards that.
Yeah. And I love the new design of the site, by the way. It's a lot easier to use.
Well,
much easier.
I will pass your compliments on to a peer of mine who's rebuilding that. So
he's doing
you.
A good job, or the team is doing a good job. I just don't want to call out one people. I know it's always a team effort to do these things.
Absolutely.
So after you got the phone call,
mm-hmm.
and you did your research, you called them back.
She's going to pry right into your personal life. You might as well just get used to it.
And you said yes, I want to take it, or do they fly you in and put you up in a fancy hotel and feed you and stuff?
You know, there was no fancy hotel and feeding. It was more around come and get to know the people. And I, you know, to me, I think the people you work with is far more important than the one night stay at a fancy hotel. And so I was, you know, fortunate to come out to the Bay Area and to New York and meet the executive teams as well as, you know, all the way down, you know, people who are actually doing the day-to-day job and understanding the entire business. And that was exciting.
And that made you have your decision.
That is exactly it. That's exactly it.
The only thing I'm wistful for is I used to be able to go up to North First Street to the campus and use my badge and walk around the building. I can't do that anymore.
But if you call him in advance, he'll let you in.
Oh, yeah, they'll let me in. But I love being able to walk right in. Now I can't because, you know, our badges don't work.
Well, I hope you meant it, Amit, that you guys would come back on the show from time to time because almost every eBay seller uses your services.
It's a part of their daily lives.
We're a big targeted audience for you.
It's a part of my daily life.
Exactly.
We would be excited to come back.
Please.
And, you know, as the seasons change and there are new topics of, you know, getting ready with new year, new budgets, you know, what's happening in summer, getting ready for the holidays, which we've been talking about, you know, I think there's a number of occasions through the year that we should be,
Plus it helps that you have a good radio voice.
Ah, thank you.
He does have a fantastic voice.
He's got that register that I'm so jealous I wish I had because I'm high pitched and whiny. And you have gravitas.
Ah, well, it looks like it only comes across on radio. So
no, it sounds good.
That's all that counts, right?
Really? You sound fantastic. Amit, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amit. And say hello to all our friends at PayPal.
I will. My pleasure.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Our lines are open again, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
No active content. That means no Flash, no JavaScript. None of those things that used to make my listing stand out from the crowd. Now what?
Relax. There's no need to get crazy. Instead, get Crazy Lister. With Crazy Lister, you can create professional-looking listings in just minutes via Crazy Lister's super easy drag-and-drop interface. Use one of Crazy Lister's templates or create your own from scratch. Either way, Crazy Lister is already 100% compliant with eBay's new policy banning active content. And every Crazy Lister listing is automatically optimized for mobile viewing.
So, professional-looking listing, check. Looks good on mobile devices, check. And free from active content, check.
First, relax. Then sign up for Crazy Lister and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio. All one word. That's Crazy Lister, mobile optimized and active content compliant at CrazyLister.com.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 388.
You have an item you want to list. Louise Sanchez is known on eBay as top-rated seller Herbs Crafts Gifts. She says before you list your item, think about using Best Offer. She says more and more people are.
I was really happy to hear that so many people are using that. I have a lady in our meetup group who refuses to buy anything that has Best Offer on it because she thinks it's too negotiated. They should be asking what they want. But I find that Best Offer works, and I don't care if they offer me a low offer. I can always counter back, and I usually tell them, you know, this is my best price.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to a
open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. I see you sent me another email from Bonnie, who's now either our newest fan
or
newest
she
detractor.
Us.
Hard to say.
No, I noticed some things that I think Bonnie could use help with.
Mm-hmm.
And see, times change, Griff. And the way our listings are supposed to look change along with it as people become more professional looking. I'm not saying that she had bad-looking listings, but there are things that could bring her sales up.
Yeah, I sent this to you and her. On the break, I did a quick search of six of her items using some, not all of the keywords and the titles for each of those items, and they show up above the fold, in some cases within the first one or two items. So our job, eBay's job to you as a seller, is to make sure that when somebody uses keywords, your item is returned. That's our responsibility. That's how the search engine works. What I've watched is too many sellers looking, stepping into the urban myth echo chamber of Cassini, using that word, which drives me nuts.
You gotta be careful who you hang out with.
Exactly. Because if you're hanging out with people who are making the same mistakes that you are, and you're all blaming the wrong thing, you're only hurting yourself.
It's called critical thinking. You need to think about this.
And if your goal is to increase your sales, blaming eBay search will not help your sales.
Well,
because there's nothing wrong with it.
One thing you cannot blame eBay for is this next trivia question.
All right, go ahead.
Because I came up with it, and we're going to give the first caller at 888-RADIO-30 10 of those 12x6x6 beautiful holiday snowflake boxes. Okay, here's the question. Can you sell a soul on eBay? And that's pronounced S-O-U-L, you know, as in your soul, not a shoe soul. Can you sell a soul on eBay, or may you sell a soul on eBay? First caller, 888-RADIO-30.
Some would say I already did.
Did you go to the crossroads? Can you play piano that well?
No. Well, if that was the deal I made, then my soul was pretty worthless because I got some crappy chops.
Oh.
That's what you say in the business, by the way.
Yes, I know that. But
So there was a time when I had a jazz quartet and my nickname was Stubbs Griffith. Because, you know, I have these fat, little fat hands. Actually, they're huge. And people think, how can you play piano with those fat little fingers? Those stubby little digits. And I look at them and say, I don't know. Good question. I haven't been able to figure it out
yet. It just happens.
Yeah, not so well, though. Although my technique is a little better.
So the question is, can you sell your soul on eBay? 888-RADIO-30.
And if you did, how much did you get for
it? Yeah, really.
Was it no returns, free shipping?
And you can't sell other people's souls on eBay either. I know that. But can you sell your own soul on eBay? I don't know. 888-RADIO-30.
Hey, listen, you can start a shop on eBay called the Company Store, and you can say, I sold my store
to the company store. Oh, that was a good song. Good novelty song.
Tennessee Ernie.
Yep.
As a kid, I loved that. Because I didn't know what 16 tons went. Man, I didn't know what the company store meant.
We just liked the song.
Just thought, boy, that guy sounds so downtrodden.
And he had a voice. Oh, my.
Oh, he had a beautiful voice.
Oh,
yeah, he was a great singer.
It was gorgeous.
Oh, the good old days of classic country music.
Yep.
Hey, which reminds me, and I know this is apropos to nothing, but if you ever go to Nashville, and you should because it's one of America's jewel cities, I had such a good time there 4 years ago, do not pass up the Country Music Hall of Fame, which will change your life, and the RCA Studio Tour. Both of those, you will have goosebumps for days afterwards.
I went to the Hall of Fame, but I didn't go to the other one.
Oh, it's a great tour.
But
it's
I did get to sit up on the stage, though, Griff.
Behind,
on
the Ryman.
They have a VIP section at the Ryman. Yeah,
yeah.
We got to sit up on the stage.
I broke into tears in the Ryman. I'm going to do it now. I can't. It's just such, it is such an important part of American history and music. And to think of the people who stood on that stage, it is the most goosebumpy experience I've had since, Well, since I was in Memphis and I went to the Sun Studio Museum.
Now that which is one, equally as amazing. That one I would definitely get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Those were my first 45s on the Sun label.
And I hope the TV show increased interest in it because Nashville is just an extraordinary city to visit. You will have such a great time. And if you do go, look up ahead of time and book seats on the Nash Trash Tour with the Jug Sisters. The funniest 3 hours we ever spent, I was...
The Jug Sisters?
Jug Sisters. They're two performers, one of which always wins the contest for Edith Piaf impersonator.
Uh-huh.
They're the funniest two women you've never heard of. And we were in tears laughing so hard this tour. It was the best. So, look, I can't... of all the cities in the world, in the country at least, that I would recommend for somebody who's looking for a new place to go, forget New York, forget San Francisco, forget L.A. Go to Nashville. You will have the time
and
of your life.
And something we don't want to forget is that Linda is on the line, and she's from Phoenix, Arizona. Linda,
hi, Linda.
What's your question or comment?
Hi, I know the answer. Can you sell your soul?
Can you?
No, you may not sell your soul on eBay.
Not even for charity?
No.
Darn it.
What does she do to get her prize, Griff?
Well, all you have to do is send me an email at griff@ebay.com. The shipping team will then ship out your prize.
And don't forget, it's 10, 12 by 6 by 6 boxes.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Linda, thank you so much. Linda, what do you sell on eBay?
Any and every.
I like that. That's a good name for a store.
Everything. Yeah, really.
Are there any stores named that? That's a great store name.
So you have to send email to griff@ebay.com.
Yeah, and they'll get him to ship it out right away. Thank you so much for playing. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. We'll return with our third hour of eBay Radio. After this, eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food Supply.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in three different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.